A deep ache spread across my forehead where I pressed it against the frozen window of the space shuttle. My breath fogged my view of the planet spiraling below us. Sol flared behind the shadowed sphere in a corona of blazing light that pierced straight into my heart. Hollow City's own light, dense and dazzling, in the center of the metropolis, mirrored the radiance of the sun in an iridescent splash of color. It thinned and spread across the darkened continent like a glittering wave. A beautiful thing, but deadly. The way some poisonous animals had evolved to ward off predators with their electric-colored skins. Tears burned behind my eyes as I watched Terra Firma shrink, slowly, into the void of space. I hated Hollow City and the corruption that rotted beneath the glittering surface. It had been trying to kill me from the moment I'd been born, slowly taking the people I loved, breaking down my defenses, and waiting for me to succumb to its beautiful lies. And yet, it had been my home, the crucible in which I had been shaped and hardened. I had survived there, even after my father had died and my mother had left me, after I'd lost my arm and my career and my self-respect. I'd let it draw me to the very brink of existence, where I'd wandered the hazy limbo of addiction for years, balanced on a razor's edge between life and death. And I'd fought my way back again. I hated Hollow City, but I hated to abandon it too. The stench of the smoldering wounds we'd left behind still coated the back of my throat like bile. I swallowed and rubbed my eyes with the back of my flesh hand, the only hand I had anymore. I took a deep breath and blew it out slowly, staring at my distorted reflection in the glass. A shadow appeared over my shoulder, huge and misshapen. The bruised, swollen face barely looked human, my chest constricted, but I managed to smile.
"Still doesn't feel real, does it?"
Detective Tom Whalen said, his voice tumbling from his chest like crushed gravel. His warm fingers wrapped around my bare shoulders and squeezed. "No," I said. The scarred skin on the stump of my left arm buzzed and tingled at the sensation, still not used to being touched. "It's like a nightmare I can't wake up from."
"We're together now."
He pulled me against his chest, and I felt the words vibrate in my bones.
"Everyone's safe."
My throat ached, and I blinked my eyes rapidly to clear them. Libra's Towers, once the pinnacle of scientific research and development in the Hollow City trade zone, were now nothing but a smoking mountain of rubble. The Hawk Market, a gathering place for the city's poorest citizens to buy, sell, and barter their scavenged treasures, was a scorched crater at the center of the Grit District. And beneath the wounds on the surface of the city, there would be bodies. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people dead, all because of one man's contempt for human life. "Not everyone," I said. Tom kissed the top of my head. Hot breath stirred the hairs beneath his lips, and my scalp prickled. The smell of blood and antiseptic formed a thin bubble around us. He said,
"Everyone I care about."
"It's not enough," my voice cracked. Nathaniel Price had escaped the city, and I had failed to stop him. The ache tightened in my throat until I couldn't breathe. I gritted my teeth against a fresh wave of grief, tendons straining against my neck. I turned and pressed my face into Tom's chest as the sobs broke over my shoulders and shook me all over again.
"It will have to be."
Tom, the only solid thing in my life, held me there and rubbed my back. He said,
"It was the best we could do. None of what happened was your fault.